Good morning, Mikhail. How are you?
How are you?
Yeah, great to talk to you. And we were reporting that the meeting at Victoria Trades Hall on Thursday weren't that as receptive to the notion that members of unions should be walking out of work on the 10th of September, which is what you're aiming for, isn't it?
It is what we're aiming for. We hope so. They didn't really confirm anything. They suggested a few things, but that's definitely not confirmed. And they spent most of the meeting saying why they couldn't. But we'll see what happens, and we'd love their support.
Yeah. And that's what I was thinking about the Victoria Trades Hall calling that meeting. I was thinking you might have come late to the party, but it's everybody's welcome, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So where did the idea come for the stopping work 1 p.m., 10th of September?
Yeah, well, this is actually our second strike that my workmates and I from Inner Melbourne Community Legal are organising for Palestine. Our first was about 300 people from the CLC, Community Legal Centre and SACS, Social and Community Services sector, in February last year, and it was great. We released a statement which got about 600 signatures demanding, amongst other things, that our employers across the not-for-profit sector end their silence, show public support for Palestine, demand an end to Israel's bombing and blockade of Gaza, and the Australian government to cut all military and diplomatic ties with Israel. And ASU for Palestine were instrumental in this rank-and-file walkout. We've just got a pretty left-wing workplace, and we've built a culture where talking about the union is normal, and included in team meetings. And we established a Friends of Palestine group off the back of a group of delegates fighting for our new multi-enterprise agreement we recently got up after 4 years, and attracted other activists to our workplace who are also organising the strike and regularly attend rallies and community actions. And I guess the day after the 300,000-person march across the Sydney Harbour Bridge for Palestine, our Friends of Palestine group held a meeting and passed a motion to go on strike again and encourage other workers to do the same. And initially we thought to do something on the 8th of October, but then decided to try for something sooner because of the uptick in action and consciousness around Palestine lately. And we also luckily have a very supportive management who didn't penalise us last time and are supportive again now.
And so you're really saying that workers, I mean, well, as the meeting said, members need to stand up and show their support for Palestine and their feelings against genocide.
Yeah, 100%. We hope we get a few more workers out this time than last time, and that it's possible to stand up and walk off the job if possible, or at least attend to some of it in solidarity. And yeah, we want to send that message that we're sick of the government and weapons companies making money off killing a classroom of children a day, a child an hour for the last 2 years. And we want, Australia to stop making and trading weapons, to sanction Israel, to stop the genocide, stop starving Gaza, cut all military and trade and diplomatic ties with Israel, and and the occupation of Palestine, and uphold our right to protest without fear of repercussions and silencing. And yeah, we hope to send a message that, this it doesn't have to be like this. Another world's possible. We can't just remain silent while Israel massacres and stars and ethnically cleanse Palestinians to profit and power, and that none of this should be accepted as normal. So we need a fight when our Defence Minister, Richard Miles, when asked whether we sell weapons to Israel, says we're an F-35 country and backs Penny Wong's claim that we sell non-lethal weapon parts, including armour vehicles and F-35 aircraft orders, which of course are lethal, like all weapons parts are. And we can stop F-35 fighter jets from Australia. More than 700 critical parts are made in Victoria alone. Australian companies are the sole global supplier for some F-35 parts. And Australian companies have been paid $5 billion for the F-35 contribution so far. We signed a $917 million contract last year with Elbit Systems. And yeah, of course, it would be best if companies globally stopped selling weapons to Israel.
Yeah, you know, this business of standing up and actually walking out at 1 p.m. on the 10th of September. What's so powerful about this is that people individually, and then, of course, as the individual makes this decision, there's this collective. But individually, a person taking the moral stance and then feeling powerful enough individually to actually do something about it, as if, and it's effective, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's one of the most effective ways you can take a stand. Yeah, using our power collectively as workers to say, no, we're not, this business as usual can't continue and it has to stop. And I think it's one of the most powerful ways we can take action when we work together, as individuals, but individuals working together, workers working collectively to take action and say enough's enough. You know, people are sick of it, especially now. It's important now because they've killed, it's killing nearly 100 people a day. They just killed all 5 Al Jazeera journalists left in Gaza this week because then they're going to lose less credibility killing them now than killing them, because before, the horrors that are about to unfold, this guy who said he's,
The other thing is, of course, they can do this anywhere. The industrial military complex can decide to do this anywhere.
Yeah, that's exactly right. If they're threatening them there, we're threatened here too. And also the sort of, it's important now because the 300,000 person march and Sydney Harbour Bridge and public sentiment's changing. People are starting to see that this isn't okay. And yeah, definitely, we're threatened here as well. And also the government's recent sort of plans to recognise Palestine as a state is kind of an insult. Like Amal Nasser has said recently, you can't recognise a state while you allow Australian-made components to help arm the regime destroying it. You can't fight for the dead or helping make the weapons that kill them. They don't really want to give Gaza any real autonomy or control over their border, trade, water, choice of leadership, ability to defend themselves. It's not really...
Well, as I said in the crowd on one of the things that we were playing this morning, liars, liars, they're liars!
Yeah, and the reality that they're covering up is that globally there's been a massive union pushback. Port workers in Greece, port workers in Genova, have been shutting down weapons trades in their ports and in their cities in Morocco. So there is actually a big narrative that is missing from everyone's analysis, even though, all this, two-state solution stuff's getting pumped out now. But really, what the 300-person march signified to me was that, people aren't having it anymore. They're refusing to be lied to. And that's important that you guys are giving space to an action that actually everyone can partake in and everyone can organise in their
workplaces
and contribute to it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, we urge everyone to come along, to talk to your workmates, encourage anyone who can to strike. Or if you can't strike, organise leave or take the day, the rest of the day off, take a long lunch break, see what you can do to get out there. And, we encourage people to hold a union meeting or a Friends of Palestine meeting and pass a motion to strike. And, Trace Hall and the other unions, they should support the action. They've refused so far. There's nothing kind of solid about...
Well, they said it. They said it. If the members... if it comes from the groundswell of the members, it can't come from the bosses or of the union, It has to be the members.
Yeah, but they said it, but they also said that they can't tell us what the next action is after we said this is what we're doing on the 10th of September. They said they can't. They said they'll, check, like, they still haven't kind of confirmed. And they've given us all the excuses in the world on why they haven't done anything so far. 2 years into a genocide. They said, they're going to come on the 24th.
Late to the party.
We've been going, exactly. Everyone's welcome whenever they come, but we've been going to rallies every week for almost 2 years, right? And sort of going to a rally on the 24th as a litmus test. What are they? What's the test? What are they?
Blue or red? Blue or red? Thanks for talking to us this morning, Mikal.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
This one's called War Isn't Murder. Thanks for having me, y'all. Thanks, David. Thanks, John. War isn't murder, good men don't die, children don't starve and all the women survive. War isn't murder, that's what they say, when you're fighting the devil, murder's okay. War isn't murder, they're called casualties, there ain't a veteran with a good night's sleep. Let's talk about dead people, I mean a dead people. The dead don't feel honor, they don't feel that brave. They don't feel avenged, they're lucky if they got graves. Call your dead mother, ask her when she died. It's a deathly silence on the other line. The dead don't talk, but the children don't forget. So in 20 short years, you could live to regret that. War isn't murder, there's money at stake. Hell, even Kushner agrees it's good or real estate. War isn't murder, ask Netanyahu. He's got a psalm for that and a bomb for you. War isn't murder, it's an old desert faith. It's a nation state sanctioned righteous hate. Let's talk about dead people, I mean a dead people. If war isn't murder, it's the vengeance of God. If you can't see the bodies, they don't blow and they rot. And the flies don't swarm and the children don't cry. If war isn't murder, good men don't die. So in a short 20 years, when you vacation the strip, try not and think about the dead and have a nice trip. War isn't murder, we should all give thanks. I saw it on a movie, give it up for Tom Hanks. War isn't murder, they don't ship out the poor. And the bullets they fire ain't part of the cure. War isn't murder, land is a right. But the bank's called dibs, it's something you can't fight. Let's talk about dead people, I mean a dead people. The dead don't feel honor, they don't feel that brave. They don't feel avenged, they're lucky if they got graves. Call your dead mother, ask her when she died. It's a deathly silence on the other line. It's a dark sacrifice made on your behalf. So get down on your knees and thank the sweet Lord that war isn't murder. Thanks a lot, y'all. I appreciate it.
And that was the wonderful
Jesse Wells. That was him performing at a Farm Aid concert to raise funds for